Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Oh, how I miss the days when Renee and Alex were little and I could fool them so easily. I would go back and forth with Alex. I'd just look at him with a serious face as though he had done something wrong and say, "Alex, did you?" Not having any clue that I was just playing, he would say, "No, sir." "You didn't?" "Yes, sir." "You did?" "No, sir." Now that he's older, I say, "Alex, did you?" And he just smiles and says, "Yeah, Dad, right." As parents, we have incredible power over our children. As members of our households, there is little they can do but obey our rules and stomach even the harshest criticism. There is a line, however, between fun and games and provoking anger in a child. At first glance, many problem children appear to be the problem themselves. But a closer look will prove that some of these kids are victims of a variety of child abuses. Some may be as mild as a parent constantly referring to them as stupid. After all, parents are out there in the world all day, subject to their boss's crude comments and corporate red tape. Social and career pressures make us hold our opinions inside all day, but when we walk through the doors of our own home, suddenly we're the one that's in control. And if we're not careful, it can get out of hand. Discipline is a godly ordinance in the home. But like so many other areas of life, the enemy can turn good discipline into abuse and cause a child to be angry deep inside. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." Jesus loves children. Once, the disciples tried to keep the children away, thinking they would bother him. But he said, "Let them come over here to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And then he blessed them. As parents, we must remember that our children are people worthy of respect, just like the ones we're so polite to out there in public. And when they grow up, they may take care of you the same way you took care of them. Oh, I can see it now. Alex pushing me around in a wheelchair saying, "Daddy, did you?" That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.